So exciting to have her on mics again.
I know.
Ow.
I know. It feels good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Back in the saddle.
Yep. Okay. Gonna jump it off.
Jump it off.
Welcome back to the tea. It's almost like this is a brand new podcast.
It just started today.
Yeah.
Day one.
Day one, January 2025, the tea begins again.
Again. Just like Taylor Swift says.
Yeah. I was like talking about whenever we kind of fell off, and really it's like last August, which that was a long time ago.
Yeah.
So we kind of like have been inconsistent for a minute.
Okay.
It's okay.
It's okay.
I think we just like maybe like nosedive straight into it. And then we were flailing somewhere.
I think that in our minds, when school started, it was going to get easier. And that did not, in fact, prove to be true.
In my mind, I knew that that wasn't going to be true.
It was.
Because, but we're indifferent. Because in different areas of that. Because, you know, school full-time versus school part-time versus one not in school at all.
Yeah.
And we don't know what's going on with her. She's her own thing. I kind of knew, but like, you know, just I have talked to people, and I think I've said this before on this podcast, is that people will be like, oh, I'm going to start a podcast with my sister. Or I'm going to do this. And I'm like, just go ahead and like know that you do have to treat it like a full-time job.
Yeah.
If you are going to do it.
At least a part-time.
At least part-time, because if you're not on a schedule, you're not on a schedule.
It's just not going to happen.
And it's not going to happen.
I love how like, okay, I told Jake, I was like, I'm going to go at 12 and I'm going to podcast with Jess. And he was like, it doesn't matter how long it's been. He's like, oh, do you like, you have to do that today? Like, of course you have to do that today. We were cleaning.
Oh, okay.
And I was like,
it's on the schedule.
Done it. In months.
I have a meeting every Tuesday.
But, like, for example, he did this. I guess it must have been yesterday. Like, just move. You're moving along with your day. And then he's like, I have to go to the other side of Charlotte. And I'm like, right now? And he's like, yeah, I really need to do this today. And I'm like, okay, see you later.
Yeah.
It's no big deal.
Yeah.
I told him yesterday because previously, the team he was racing with was in like Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
So he was, you know, but these people are like in Concord or wherever they are. It's like new people that just got announced yesterday. Shout out to those people that have their names. I'm like, I literally told him yesterday, I was like, I think this is where I say, like, I'll see you next year. Like, I'm going to see you in like November and I bid you adieu.
Yeah. Nice knowing
you. He was like, what do you mean? I'm like, I just feel it. I'm feeling it in my spirit. And then it was funny because I talked to mom like a couple hours after that. And she was like, is Jake at the race shop? And I was like, well, he was, but he's home now. And she was like, oh, I guess he's going to live there now. And I was like, yeah, it's giving that. Mm. I need an hour to podcast.
Yeah. Well, Jake, here is your announcement that we will be podcasting every Tuesday for at least an hour.
Yeah.
And depending on the circumstances of that week of things that in which to cover, it may be longer.
Yeah.
But that will be happening. Yeah. So go ahead and mark that on your calendar. Are we all marking it? Is it all down? It's on mine.
Yeah.
So this is the day that the Lord has made.
This was the day.
For the tea. Yeah. So happy new year. Happy 2025. We rang in the new year together.
Yeah, we did. Kinda. I think you were in bed, actually.
I was
also in bed.
Absolutely in bed. I think that I have just come to a peace in my life that, like, I know that tomorrow's coming, baby, and I'm just going to go ahead and go to sleep. Yeah.
I went to sleep.
Do you remember? Because I did see some TikToks of, like, you know, people that are having, like, their New Year's Eve kiss.
Okay.
And there was a point in my life that was important to me.
Really? Never
been. Yeah. It was important to me. I was very young, but it was important to me. And it almost kind of felt like if I didn't have that moment, that like the next year was going to be such a failure. There was a moment in my life. Yeah. And this is on growth.
Yeah.
I don't even think I told Caleb goodnight.
Either, because I was there.
I think I was like, I'm going to go lay down with Noah. I'm going to read my book that I'm trying to finish before the year's over. And I love you.
Yeah.
And I saw him the next day.
Yeah. Yeah.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. I'm not like a New Year's person. Like if it just, it's just another day. It's just,
yeah.
Like I'm aware that like it's a new year.
Yeah.
Congrats, grads. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be messing up the date for the next 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
But it's, yeah, New Year's is not like a, it's never really been like a special thing to me.
Yeah.
At all.
Yeah. I don't know when it turned for me, but it did. It did at some point.
I think it's just like, we've been doing this.
And we're tired.
Like, this is like, oh.
Okay. Pop-Pad's not working. Oh. Here you go. You must be trying to play something that is not in the algorithm because yeah. I wouldn't have to put my passcode in if not. Go plug it up so don't die. I need that to be plugged up because I don't know where you're going later.
I'm going to Hickory.
I know, but like, what's your appointment?
It's my Ozempic appointment. Okay. Which, Jake, is that a really funny thing?
Is that a physician's plan?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to physician's plan too.
I was supposed to go yesterday and then it got canceled.
Because
mm-hmm. the, it was like at, schools were on the 2 hour line and my appointment was at 9.
Oh.
Brittany wasn't going to be able to be there. I wasn't going to be able to be there. Nobody was going to be there.
Right. Okay.
So anyway, which actually, so then I had to reschedule that one for tomorrow. So I'll be back there again tomorrow for a facial.
Oh, yeah. So I'm going to be there today.
Okay. For what?
Both I'm having her look at my face. It's not at all
done.
It is not. Yours is way more engaged. Like I can literally
not.
No, I can. Anna, it is. You have Botox fixia.
I can see my eyebrows.
Watch mine.
Yours is not moving any more than mine's moving.
No, that's not true.
You have Botox fixia.
No, it doesn't look good. It hasn't looked good the whole time.
We got like off-brand Botox this last time and don't recommend. Just if you're going to do it, just go straight for the Botox.
Go for the real stuff.
Pay the extra like $3
because
a unit.
It's going to last longer. Mm-hmm. And
I don't think this ever did engage.
Never. I'm going to tell her that today.
And I agree.
I'm highly disappointed.
I've put that, I need to make an appointment to have mine done again, but I've just like put, that was on the back burner to me compared to like my Ozempic and getting a facial.
Yeah. I do also need a facial. My skin is really bad right now.
I haven't had a facial in a long time and I've been having a good bit of like, it's getting better now, of like hormonal stuff, mm-hmm. like on my jawline and stuff. And so, yeah, I just... Yeah. Also, I feel like my seasonal depression setting in.
Is it?
A little bit. Not like a lot.
Okay.
But like a little bit.
Okay. Let's talk about that.
I just need something. I need something. I need something.
Okay.
Like I need to be where the sunshine is.
Okay.
I need to be where the people are.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, yeah. And also Jake's has already set in.
I feel like that happened so fast.
Yeah, well, it got kickstarted by like the family drama at Christmas.
Okay. But we had such a beautiful, magical experience right after Christmas.
We did.
Yeah.
It's a roller coaster. But so it wasn't, it was, anyway, we won't get into it, but Jake had some family drama going on.
Mm-hmm.
Not our family. I mean, my family, technically.
Yeah.
Like, I actually am not claiming them at this current moment.
Okay. Okay. Do you have therapy this week?
Yeah, I do.
I do too. And I can't wait. Wait.
I have so much to say.
I missed her. I was supposed to have an appointment last Thursday, but I canceled it because of the trip.
Yeah.
Which was also a good thing because that was when I became home. I was on my deathbed.
Yeah, you were sick. Yeah.
Yeah. So
I'm so excited to go today to my Ozempic appointment because they weigh you and they do like a body scan. And I did have like the norovirus yesterday.
Yeah.
And so I'm really excited. I'm going to be so skinny.
Yeah. I dropped 5 pounds.
But honestly, like then also, what if I'm not? And then I'll be disappointed. I had Jake to pick me up and be like, how much do you think I want?
No, I weighed myself and I was like, I took a picture and I sent it to Caleb and I was like,
I saw your text. I don't think I replied to it, but I did see it.
I was like, I look like, what would be the word? It wasn't cute. Like, I sent him this picture and I was like, I look like I'm battling a very rare disease. Like,
you were.
Good. Yeah. So, yeah, I gotta get on a workout regimen.
Yeah. Jake went to the gym today.
Okay.
He didn't.
Okay.
And I don't know, like, here's the thing. And that's something I wanted to talk about was New Year's resolutions. Because remember, I don't know that, was that the episode that didn't get posted? The one where I talked about all the my New Year's resolutions that I didn't do?
I think we did post that one.
I remember.
I think we did post that one. There were a couple that went unposted that were audio only. And it just...
the audio wasn't good. And it just...
I kept listening to it and kept listening to it and being like, post or not to post. And we decided not to, we as a me. And I mean, Anna too was like, yeah, just don't do it.
If it's not good, like,
just don't.
Just don't.
Yeah, all the things that you made a list of, yeah, that you didn't do.
Which was like all of them except for one, which, okay, the one that we did do was move into our house.
Okay. So yeah. So,
10%.
Okay. You know? So is that like, does that roll over to now, to this year? Okay.
I really thought long and hard about, like, New Year's resolutions. And I have decided that they're kind of stupid.
No, I do too. I agree.
Which I used to be so excited about New Year's resolutions. Mm-hmm. Like, just, like, a fresh start, like...
yes.
That's one thing I was excited about with, like, a new year. Not necessarily, like, the symbolism of, like, oh, we're gonna... the celebration of
it. Yeah.
But like, I do love...
clean slate.
It's like getting a new notebook.
Yeah.
You're like, love a new notebook. Or I got, you know, a new planner. Love a new planner. Oh, love a planner. Mm-hmm. Love to plan. Write things down. Because mm-hmm. when you write it down, as we know, it's not happening.
Yeah.
It is not. And I learned that so much the last month. So much didn't happen.
Yeah.
It was meant to happen. Because I didn't write it down. We don't have to get into that. But it was a lot of things. So... anyway, so I love the act of like writing something down that you hope to accomplish. Mm-hmm. But what I have found in my 29 years is that they just don't get accomplished. Most of the time, for me, I'm not speaking for you, mm-hmm. like you or, you know, whoever. I'm speaking for myself in that... they don't get accomplished. Mm-hmm. And I think now, my viewpoint on it now is like, isn't it kind of silly that you are this whole human? You know, you are who you are.
Yeah.
Not that you can't, you know, work on yourself and like, yay, you know, mm-hmm. accomplish things, whatever. But if you're, I think it's a little outlandish to put something on there that is just so crazy. You're setting yourself up for failure. Like, I put on mine, read 10 books. I didn't read one book. And I joked with Jess. I was like, if you count books in the Bible, I did read those. So I did probably read more than 10 of those. You know, they're short.
Yeah.
Short. But I didn't read one singular book. And do I feel bad about it or like less of a person? Absolutely not. And so I already set myself up for failure this year.
Did you write stuff down?
I did. Me and Jay did a couple of things because we do want to like, there's some things that we want to, you know, accomplish, improve on, et cetera. Mm-hmm. And Jake was really passionate that he wanted to do the carnivore diet.
Okay.
Which I've done before. And like, I think is great and all that.
Uh-huh.
One thing about that is you got to be prepared. And also you have to really be committed to it. Here's the thing about me is I'm skinny now.
Yeah.
I don't need to be more skinny. I'm skinny.
Yeah.
Like, I want to zip it.
Uh-huh.
I don't need that.
Yeah.
So I already failed at that.
Okay.
Not badly.
Yeah.
But like, I did eat those. Here's what I ate. I was so hungry.
When did you start it?
Yesterday.
Well, that was stupid.
Why?
Because you were sick to your stomach.
Well, I thought it was smart. Like, this is a good day. I'm not going to cheat. Like, I'm not hungry.
Okay.
So let me tell you what I ate yesterday.
Okay.
Two eggs. I told you this.
Yeah.
Jake made me eggs.
Gross.
God, I love him. It was not the thing to eat.
No.
Upset tummy. Mm-mm. But he made them for me. And he's trying to cook more. He didn't write that down as a resolution, but he's really been more passionate about like trying to like learn how to cook.
Okay.
Because I'm a really good cook.
Okay.
And he wants to cook.
Yeah.
So anyway, made me some eggs.
Okay.
Ate them. A banana. Ate a banana.
Okay.
Which, by the way, is part of my carnivore journey. I know that's not technically meat, but like I do meat and fruit.
Okay.
Okay. And then Jake made steaks. So I ate a steak, a whole steak. Okay. Then I was hungry. I wasn't even hungry. I just needed something.
Yeah.
So I did eat those little, you know, you can get them. They're like frozen pieces of banana with chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
Ate some of those.
Technically, that's not cheating because you eat fruit. You ate fruit.
But it was with chocolate.
Okay. I wouldn't consider that like a full failure.
I'm not either because I proceeded to tell Jake because I went upstairs and he was like, you smell like peanut butter because they have peanut butter. They're like peanut butter and chocolate. And I was like, he said, you ate some peanut butter. And I was like, I actually didn't. I did eat those banana things with peanut butter and chocolate. Anyway, so I called an audible and I was like, listen, if we eat mostly meat, 80-20,
mm-hmm.
80-20, I need 20.
Yeah.
Anyway, all that to say is, I think the New Year's resolutions are setting yourself up for failure for me.
Mm-hmm. So, okay. So now I'm going to give my take.
Okay.
So I also think I've grown out of the resolution thing.
Yeah.
I did go through a season of like the word of the year.
Yes.
I've grown out of that as well.
I did that last year and I found that to be really nice.
Yeah. No, I guess I didn't really write a word, but I kind of did write a phrase.
Okay. What was it?
Last year? I don't remember what last year was.
Okay. Mine was joy.
I don't remember what last year was.
And I really think I think I joyed.
Yeah. But this is what I did this year.
Okay.
And which Caleb and I do this a lot of where we sit down and we say, what did we not do good last year?
Okay. Ew.
And then we say, what did we do well last year?
Yeah.
We kind of like make a list, which we haven't sat down and done this together yet. But I know things that we prayed about last year mm-hmm. and things that were like, we mostly prayers. Mm-hmm. And so I wrote down, instead of saying like things that I want to be different, I wrote down everything that like all the prayers that got answered last year.
A good thing.
Yeah. And so kind of like taking a spin on less of like, what did I do wrong? And more like, what did God do in my life? Okay. And then, yeah, so I did that. And then that just like kind of opened up. I think that like writing that down gave me more ambition because I was able to sit down and be like, oh, these are all the amazing things that God did. And so,
yeah,
it made me like want to like show up more in like
right.
other areas. And so I'm definitely like, which I think this is the thing about the new year. It comes after Christmas.
Yeah.
And I think that like December from November on, October really on, it just feels like this like whirlwind.
Yeah.
And you're just kind of like, for me, I was in survival mode. And then finally like the holidays happen and you're like, okay,
it's over.
We did it.
Kind of breathe.
Yeah. And then just like you were saying, that like clean slate, like resetting everything and getting my life back together and answering the emails and doing the things and cleaning out the parts of the house that like have been neglected and things like that. So I don't think it's like, but then, okay, also say back to the resolution thing. Like I said, I kind of gave up on that because I realized, yeah, this just makes me feel worse.
Yeah. Yeah.
About me.
Yeah.
Like definitely identifying, for example, like the gym thing. Like I do want to go to the gym. I think a lot of people do want to go to the gym. But I think that that's something that I have been saying. I do want to do that. Or some sort of exercise. Like, do I get a walking pad in my house? Like, do I need that? Like, what do I need that like gets me moving? And then, like, with Jake's thing with, like, the eating better. Like, I don't know. Just having a reset.
Yeah.
But, no, that was really cool to kind of, like, write down.
That's cool.
So do that.
I should do that.
That'll make you feel really, really good.
Which, it's not even that. I think when you've done it over and over again, like, I don't even really feel bad. I'm just like, oh, I didn't do that. Like, I don't feel bad I didn't read 10 books. And I don't feel bad I didn't work out 3 to 5 times a week. Because that was on my list, too. I mean, like, do I want to work out and wish? Yeah. But also, like, something I've learned in my journey through, like, the last couple years is that, like, giving yourself, like, grace for when you need it.
And also, like, let's normalize doing new things that we didn't write down.
Yeah.
So, like, I didn't even have it on my radar that I wanted to start reading.
Yeah.
And then I was like, I'm going to start reading. And then I found that I did enjoy it. So it's like, you know, you wrote that down. Maybe you do enjoy reading. I don't know. Do you?
I don't think I do.
Yeah. So it's like, if it's not something you enjoy, like, why challenge yourself in a way of something that doesn't bring you joy?
Yes.
Not that everything we do is for our own happiness. That's not what I'm saying.
Sure, about more about like discipline, like working out. That's more like being disciplined and like even trying to eat better. That's like, you know, part of being disciplined. But, you know, I don't know. I feel like reading is supposed to be a thing that brings you joy. Or like entertainment or like,
yeah.
Why are you reading if it's not for...
Right. Like you
enjoy this.
You have to like it a little like, bit.
I'm not in school. I don't need to read.
Right.
I'm not... Well, right. I need to read.
It's for your own entertainment.
Yeah. And so if I don't like to do that.
Right.
Like, you know, why am I doing
this? Exactly.
Yeah.
I am doing something, actually.
Okay.
That's not necessarily like a resolution, but it's a thing.
Okay.
So I've never done this before. I'm doing Dry January.
Okay.
And I'm not like an avid, like, drink all the time person as it is. And have like exponentially declined in my partaking probably in the past few months.
Yeah.
And so I was like, I'm going to do that. Like, how hard could it be? You know?
How hard could it be?
And
how hard could it be, Jess?
I will say yesterday, because I do have like several bottles of wine just like in my cabinet. Just there, you know? Whenever you have company, I guess. And I told Caleb, I was like, I really want a glass of wine right now. And I don't know why. Is it because I said that I wasn't going to do it?
I don't know.
Anyway, so I'm giving that up. I did tell Caleb that I'm going to go through January and then I may also continue.
Yeah.
Like, is this, am I sober living?
I mean, maybe.
Maybe.
I support you.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sober.
You're very sober.
Very sober. Yeah. It's a good thing.
It is.
Because some people just aren't meant to drink.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm one of those people.
Yeah.
So.
But I definitely like I feel kind of like getting my mental health like under control really helps.
Yeah.
And made me not like even crave the desire to want anything. Mm-hmm. But yeah, no, I did yesterday. I was like, right now would be a really good time for a glass of wine.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
The vibe was just vibing.
The vibe was there. Anyways, I didn't. So I'm doing that.
Maybe you should like replace it with like.
This is what I was going to say though about Jake's situation.
Okay.
I don't think that he should make his diet your business.
Well, I think it is a lot easier to do something if you have like a buddy.
Absolutely.
But I'm always game.
But if I'm like, okay, I'm doing Dry January, but Caleb doesn't want to do Dry January. Like, okay. Like, I want it to be like.
Me and Jake are just like, if one of us are doing something, it's both of our business.
Yeah.
That's how we are in everything. Like, if I'm cleaning the house, this is both our problem now. Like, if I decide I'm going to work out, we're. Okay, congrats. You're working out. We're both working out now.
Yeah.
If Jake wants to be in his cowboy era, congratulations. I'm a cowgirl. Like,
yeah.
We are. That's just how, like, it's a very much like, okay, like, we are doing this now together.
Okay.
So you have a buddy.
Okay.
So
that's awesome.
I mean, if we have found that then if we do, if it's not that way, then the person who is like passionate about doing that thing is just not going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So they need the other person
to also be passionate about it.
Or yeah. If we could just get him to go to therapy, I can't get him on board with that. And I think this is a great time for him to start.
Yeah,
but I can't get him on board. Jake has now decided that he has decided that like I'm healed.
Okay. And
so now he's like, okay, like when are you quitting therapy? I mean, he's not like,
okay,
necessarily said it in the, yeah, maybe I said that. Like,
okay.
He's like, when do you stop? And I mean, and I agree, like, when do you stop?
I mean, do you feel like it's something that she's going to be like, okay, you're graduated?
I don't think so. I don't think you're ever graduated.
Well, I mean, but there may, I don't know, because like our therapist, she goes to therapy.
Yeah.
And she's had the same therapist for like 10 years.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It's hard because it's like life is ever evolving and ever changing. Yeah. And there's always something, you know, in which to be therapized.
Yeah.
And yeah, even when everything is just like right in line.
Yeah. Honestly, I feel like personally, for my personal own journey, that there was a very like obvious reason that I started therapy. And for me, although like I've grown a lot and like all that stuff, I personally feel like as long as I continue to like be in like the racing world, I'm gonna need to continue to be therapized about that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And amongst other things, not just, I mean, we don't just talk about, there was a time when that's all we talked about.
Yeah.
But, you know, now we talk about other things and like situational things and yada, yada, yada. But there is like this underlying theme of like this thing that happened in my life that like changed my life and like changed me. And so it tends to like a lot of things that I experience and ways that I feel now kind of go back to that thing.
Mm-hmm.
And Jake's like, we were talking about something the other day and he was like, I don't understand why you talk to your therapist about that. And it was about going to Florida. And anyway, it was about a racing thing.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, do you have to talk to your therapist about like, do you have to talk to your therapist like about everything you do? And it's like, no, but when it comes to like that specific situation,
mm-hmm.
I do.
Well, I mean, I feel like with therapy, you can, as long as you feel comfortable with that person, you'll tell them more than you'll tell anybody else.
Yeah.
So like I can discuss things with her feeling safe.
Yeah.
That even like maybe I wouldn't even talk to Caleb about, or, you know, whoever about, just to have like a safe place to let it out.
Right. There's no consequences, like,
right,
with your spouse or with your family or whatever. Like sometimes you say things and it's like there's consequences for that thing that you said.
Right.
But in therapy, you just say,
yeah,
say stuff.
And then in turn, she's able to kind of like walk you through why you felt that way.
Yeah.
And like, you can, I don't know, it has healed me in a lot of ways and helped me to find like perspective that I never could have seen before.
Yeah.
Just having like a third party hearing my thoughts and like feelings.
Yeah.
And I feel like can only make the relationships around you better.
Yes.
Because you're like, there's been times that like, let's say if I've had like bitterness towards Caleb or something and I don't talk to him about it, but I talk to her about it, and then I can like, she talks to me and I step away not feeling that way towards him anymore because now I know and she's given me the tools. You know what I'm saying?
Right, yeah.
Everybody should go to therapy.
Everybody should go to therapy.
And I won't be quitting anytime soon.
I don't think that 2025 is the year I quit therapy.
Mm-mm.
I mean, I'm not saying I'm going to go to therapy for the rest of my life, but I'm not saying I'm not either.
I just had a realization. Speaking of resolutions and stuff, at some point on this podcast, I'd said when I started therapy that I wanted to like be softer and like just be in my feminine. And I feel like I'm there.
That's great.
I feel like I really got there and I've like really softened up. I don't know if you feel that way, but I feel like I've really softened up. Like, I feel like I'm just like, I don't know, just able to kind of like sit in being a girl. I'm just a girl.
Just a girl. Yeah.
And yeah.
That's great.
So check.
Congrats.
Check that off the list. Yeah. We'll get the boys in therapy one of these days. Caleb needs to go to therapy too. And I'm just making a list for him of things that he can cover.
Yeah. I really wish Jake would go to therapy, but.
The thing is that you have to come to a place where you know that that's like the only thing that you can do.
Yeah. I don't see him ever like getting there though.
Yeah. But like, that's what has to happen. You know?
Yeah.
I hope Ivy's not in the shot, but yeah. Ivy, can you back up a little bit? I don't want you to get in the camera angle. Yeah, I just kind of had to get to that place of like, I don't know what else to do, but just call for help.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
Good friend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So speaking of people that should be in therapy, do we think that, like, what is Blake talking to her therapist about right now?
I don't know.
As in Blake Lively.
Listen, I don't know how I feel about it.
Really?
I don't know.
Okay.
I just don't know.
Have you been listening and learning a little bit?
A little bit.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know.
I'm so into it. And the reason I'm so into it is because Justin Baldoni, I think, is just like another person that we know in the world.
Okay.
And like, you just identify those type of people. There are just those type of people out there. And I do think that he is one of those types of people. And I do think that the fact that, which technically she did sign on to the project, and maybe prior to this, they had a better relationship prior to like everything happening. But like with it being like, he's everything. He's the director. He's the producer or whatever. Like he's the one making the calls. He's the one like
the production.
Yes.
Yeah.
All of that is a problem.
If you don't know, we're talking about the It Ends With Us.
Drums.
Blake Lively and Justin Baldoni.
Saga.
Saga, serving each other with lawsuits. She, actually, she filed a complaint.
Right.
You know, alleging that, allegedly, that there was like.
Basically like.
Sexual harassment.
Yeah, sexual harassment, and that he was.
Harassment.
Lots of harassment. Yes. And it was found out that basically, I guess, like during the break. Okay, so they started filming. Then the strike happened. They took a break. During the break, they had a meeting. She brought to the attention, hey, when we come back on set, these things that have been happening, this cannot happen this way. And gave like guidelines of what needed to happen so that everybody was protected.
Right.
And like, fair enough. Yeah. Sorry. I didn't mean to do your. And so fair enough. So anyways, basically, I think that really pissed them off.
Yeah.
And so they were like, let's make a plan and let's like destroy their lives. And so they had like bots out there that were like feeding these news stories that then went viral. To like cancel Blake, and a lot of people went on Team Justin.
Yeah, and like, yeah, which I never did.
I never went on Team Justin,
and I never would.
Not one time.
Men is they're just disgusting. Insert whoever.
Yeah,
and I'm just never gonna be on your side. I can if there is like obvious proof. That like she was in the wrong or like whatever, like, okay, like I'm not naive.
Yeah.
I can get on board with somebody.
Yeah.
You know, but I don't know. I just feel like one thing I do feel like is really icky about it is that you as a man do not get to tell a woman what is sexual harassment. I believe that.
Yeah, I agree.
Like,
also, like, he was like in scenes, he was like trying to tell her, like, this is what it looks like to give birth.
And you've never given birth.
And she's given birth 4 times.
And then he
made, by the way,
a video of his wife giving birth.
Yeah.
Naked.
And like, by the way, like,
I don't want to see your wife giving birth. I don't want to see, bless her, I saw you give birth and that is, I'm done.
Yeah.
I don't want to do it again.
Yeah.
I don't want to see it again. Like, beautiful, magical, wonderful.
So if I had another baby, you would not want to be there.
I don't know if I would want to be there in the way that I was there.
Yeah.
I was there.
Honestly, you could have backed up a little bit. Like, that was kind of on you, bro. Like,
It was.
You were, like, basically inside. Like, you were, like
you could have for the baby.
You could have, like, given me some room to breathe,
I was so, well, I've never seen it before. I just wanted to, like, it was so fascinating.
Ooh, I'm really kicking.
But that is very crazy. That is crazy.
That's so crazy. And also, like, why did his wife give him permission to do that? Like, that's crazy.
If not, like, she should be found a lawsuit.
That's so, like, dumb.
Don't go around showing my naked self giving birth. Who videoed it? Did he? Okay, is it a cell phone video? Is this a production?
Yeah.
This? Like, I don't know. I have some.
Knowing him, it probably was like a full pro. Like, yeah.
Also, that was such a short blip in the film, her giving birth.
Literally.
That was just a, like, and also spoiler, if you haven't seen the movie or, like, haven't read the book, she gives birth. Anyway, yeah. Baby. So it's a little, like, a part of the film.
But even outside of, like, the sexual harassment stuff, I feel like they were really trying to pit people against Blake during, like, the promo of the movie. And basically, like, oh, she's showing up. She's so beautiful. She's promoting her hair care line. Like, she's wearing flowers in her hair. Like, why is she doing that?
It's about abuse.
Right. And actually, like, they had had a meeting before this was even done about how to promote the movie. And they were like, don't promote it from a domestic violence way, because people that haven't read the book, they not want to come see the movie. They wanted to promote it as, like, a romance.
Right. So he did the total opposite of that.
Yeah.
He did. And so then that, like, people were like, oh, he's taking this so seriously. And, like, look at him. Dude.
And actually. Actually, the whole time.
Talk about it, the more I'm okay.
Now you're on board. Because one thing she's talking about, you're like, giving me the thought that you didn't want to talk about it. And I feel so passionately about this.
Like, I don't know. I don't like talking about things that I don't, like, know a ton about. But I know the gist. But, like,
now that I bring it up,
I slander anyone when I don't know and I wasn't there. But, like, okay.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So now he's trying to, like, fight back.
Yeah, and he's, they do.
Yeah, and he's trying to be like, well,
you did
like
this.
There's this text and what actually happened. And it's like, you lose. We have text messages from your team
saying, like, we're going to bury her.
Yeah. Like,
it's giving.
Is it?
It is.
I know. So, anyways, and also another thing that, like, makes me think about, like, comparing and contrasting with just situations in life is that, like, honestly, like, Blake just kind of stayed sat, like, during that whole time. Like, she
didn't say anything.
Nothing.
Statement.
She didn't say a word.
Like, putting her through it, like, saying the worst things about her.
And her husband.
Her weight. Like, oh, I mean, just anything you can think of, how hard she is to work with, like, down to, like, the wig she was wearing in the movie. Like, it was just everybody, like,
which was not her choice.
No. By the way, you're the producer. You made this movie. And it was just so many things. And she didn't say anything
the whole time.
And then it's all over and she's like, how about that?
Yeah.
And I love that for her.
I do too.
I wish her the best.
I do too. And I know that she's like, she's fine.
She's fine. I mean, this is not going to hurt her career.
No.
Could hurt his.
I hope it does.
I know him from like one show.
That's, I only know him from Jane the Virgin.
Jane the Virgin.
That's who everybody knows him from.
What's the epitome of acting?
Like, no.
Okay. Like, she is Serena Vanderwood's.
Honestly, name. Where's, what's that girl's name? That was the star of Jane the Virgin. Jane? Like, what's her actual actor name? Actress name? Because, okay. Like, we need to hear from her because she worked with him for a long time.
I wonder.
Anyways, I have been getting a little fired up about it, just, like, listening to what people are saying.
Yeah.
Anyways,
I stand with Blake. Whoever it would be and whatever it would be, because men are disgusting.
Mm-hmm. So.
Just, like.
That's the tea on that.
Which I'm trying not to be, not to start out 2025 on a negative note, but I just do want everybody to know, like, I do still have this. Like, if you're wondering, like, I've been to a lot of therapy, and the conclusion that I've come to is that, like, men still are trash.
And I think my therapist thinks that too.
100%. Like, 100%. And also, like, the good thing about, like, I am married to a man.
Yeah. You know? We know.
Like, he also agrees that men are trash.
Yeah.
Like, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you have, like, he's a feminist.
It takes a real man to admit that, you know?
The good thing is, like, yeah, Jake's a feminist.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all.
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
Was there anything else on the list?
Bumper stickers.
That's random.
It's random. And I put that on, I put that on the list when I was pulling out of the drop-off line this morning.
Okay.
Because, not to call anybody out.
Okay, well, this probably will.
Okay, not to call anybody out. But there is a particular car.
Yeah.
And I genuinely don't know who it is.
Genuinely.
If this person was standing in the room with me, I wouldn't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
They are, by the way. They're in the room with us right now.
Yes. Okay. This person has, and I'm sure a lot of people have this, so it's probably not pointing anybody in particular out. I'm
okay.
Sure a lot of people have
okay, this. Get to the point.
They have a bumper. It's not a bumper. It's like a window sticker.
Uh-huh.
I put bumper stickers, but like a window sticker.
Mm-hmm.
That said Cool Moms Club. And I see this. I see this car and I see this sticker.
Yeah.
Every day.
Yeah.
Twice a day.
Uh-huh.
A lot of times. And okay. I have follow-up questions.
Okay.
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 I just do. Who are you? I might just roll my window down next time. Be like, let me be the judge of that.
Okay.
Let me decide.
Why are you like the president of the club?
The president of the club.
I mean, this is beautiful. I love it. I need you. Can you go over there, please? We're almost done. Thank you, baby.
I am president of the club.
Okay.
No, I'm not. I am passionate about bumper stickers, though. I don't know if you know that about me. I am.
Okay.
I don't have any. And I'm passionate about not having any.
Uh-huh.
I don't think you need anything on your car that's identifying. I don't want people to know that it's me.
Okay.
I want you to know my license plate number before you know this car is mine.
Uh-huh.
There's 20 cars that go to the same school that's just like mine. You don't know if this is me or someone else.
Yeah.
I don't believe in putting identifying markers on your vehicle.
Okay.
I think that that's dumb.
Okay.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
For safety purposes, getting your tire slash purposes.
Yeah.
Whatever. Because also, I feel like if I had an identifying sticker on my car of any kind, then I would probably stay having my tire slashed.
Okay.
That's something I'm working on amongst.
Okay. Keep working on it. Okay.
I will. But anyway, Cool Moms Club.
Okay. Sticker.
I want to know who gave that sticker to you. Did you buy it yourself? Was it given to you? Did your kids give you that? Did you buy it for yourself?
Okay.
Know those things.
Okay.
Because it matters.
Okay.
Do you think that you're cool? Or do your kids think you're cool? Or does somebody else think you're cool? Mm-hmm. I don't know you. I don't know. I would like to know you.
Okay.
I do know. Overall, I think that if you're putting a sticker on your car that says Cool Moms Club, you are probably not a cool mom.
Okay.
And that's my personal opinion. And like, no offense. But like, offense.
Okay, what if you're wearing a t-shirt
that says Cool Moms Club?
Yeah.
Do you have a shirt that says that? Okay.
I know, I'm sure there are a lot of people that are listening right now that do. So watch what you say.
No, well, here, I'm not here to make friends.
You have all the friends you need.
I have
this year.
Friends, and I'm okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I'm not here to make friends. I'm just here to state facts. And the facts are...
Is one of the friends including your husband, or is that outside of your husband?
That doesn't count my husband.
Okay.
Who's also my friend.
Okay.
So, if you count him, I have four friends.
Okay.
We can't count everyone. That's my friend.
Yeah.
We can't count mom and dad. They're my friends.
No. No, no, no.
Okay. All this to say, I'm not judging you, but other
people. You are. No, you are.
Okay, no, I am.
No, you literally are.
No, no, no. Okay. I am. I'm
joking. By the way, like, what do you think? I know. Sorry. Not to break. Okay. Not to break.
It's okay.
Scene.
Scene.
What do you think about the whole, like, trend, like, the we listen and we don't judge?
What do I think about that?
That's so, I think that's so dumb.
I think it's kind of silly. Yeah. I think it's like, is this a competition?
No, like, I saw this thing and it was like,
of like what?
Actually, no, I know. Okay. Because like the Lord has already been saying that we listen and we don't judge. Like,
I think it's just like people just airing out crazy stuff. I think it's just a trend for people to be able to say like
really whatever
crazy stuff.
Yeah.
Done. And we are judging. I'm judging you all. But I saw one with Kale Lowry and Gypsy Rose Blanchard. And that was a crazy one. I was waiting for Gypsy Rose to be like, I murdered my mom. We listen and we don't judge. She didn't. But like, she missed an opportunity.
Yeah.
She should have said that. Sorry. No, I think it's just a trend where people can say like really, really crazy things that happened to them or that they did. And like.
And other people are nosy, so they want to hear.
Yeah. And so for your therapist.
Or your podcast.
Podcast. Like. If it's on your own podcast,
okay.
Okay. But no, like, we're listening and we are judging.
Yeah.
I know you're not supposed to. Like, and that's between me and the Lord.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That's between me and the Lord. But, like, I think it's kind of silly.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can't even imagine. Because the thing about me is, like, if I said something. I mean, that would be
canceled.
That would be canceled. Like, did you see what Anima said on that video? Well, listen to me, don't judge. That would be the tea.
Yeah.
And like, which also, I have nothing to hide. But also, I'm not just gonna make a video of like the craziest stuff ever. I'm like, haha. And it's always like one person.
What was Kale saying?
Upping. I don't remember now.
Oh, the next person is trying to make it more. Oh my gosh. I saw these like two teenage girls doing it. Okay. Like, why was this on my algorithm? I don't know. And it was these two young girls and they're like, you know, we listen and we don't judge. And the girl's like, you know, the other day, whenever I said that I didn't feel good, I actually just didn't want to hang out. And I don't know. And then the next one was like, remember when you told me that you didn't want me to talk to that guy? And I said that I wasn't going to, but then I added him on Snapchat and now he snap.
Okay.
What?
It's just not for like, everyone.
It's really hurtful.
Yeah.
Like those are just like, we didn't need to talk about it. Like if you're going to talk about that, don't do a TikTok about it. Just talk about it in private or your coffee.
Yeah.
Or smoothies, I guess, if you're 12. I don't know. Like it made my heart sad because I was like, this is not.
It's really dumb.
Stop using the internet like this.
And also like maybe you're listening and not judging each other, but we're all listening and judging you.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah.
Maybe don't.
Hashtag Cool Moms Club.
Cool Moms Club. And yes, if you have a shirt that says that, throw it away. And I love shirts that say stuff.
Yeah.
Love, which I think I'm exiting that era.
I am too.
I did.
We're growing out of it.
There was a time when I was really passionate about shirts that say stuff.
She was so passionate about shirts that say stuff. Not only for herself, but for everyone.
Everyone to have, like, if I saw a shirt, I was like, that's for Jess. I've got to get that. Which I did actually while we were out of town buy a shirt that said stuff.
What? Oh, yeah. That was lyrics. I feel like, in a way, I kind of feel like song lyrics are different. And also, if you're making it about Taylor, it's just different. If okay.
It's Taylor, it's different. Mm-hmm. It was just so specific. Like,
so specific to you. And your journey moving forward.
Yeah. And that's okay. Mm-hmm. But I am moving out of my shirts that say seven.
We should all. But hey, what I do really enjoy are hats that say stuff.
Hats that say stuff.
Are we moving out of shirts that say stuff and into hats that say stuff?
No.
Okay. I
think it's different.
Yeah.
If you had a hat, I'm going to give you an out. If you had a hat that said Cool Moms Club, cute.
Mm-hmm.
Cute. If you have a shirt that says Cool Moms Club, throw it away. Get you a hat that says Cool Moms Club.
Okay. What about if we produce our own merch?
It said Cool Moms Club? I think that could be good. I think a hat. I think Cool Moms Club in a hat. I think at this current juncture of my life, anything in a hat.
Okay. I have ideas.
Okay.
Okay. The thing that you hate the most, I think, is about to become our merch.
What? Cool Moms Club? Yeah. In a hat? Yeah. In a bumper sticker?
I feel like we go so many places with this. It could be... Cool moms go to therapy. Do cool moms go to therapy?
Cool moms should go.
I mean, you're the president, so.
I'm the president of the Cool Moms Club, and.
Am I vice or no?
Yeah.
You have to appoint your people here.
Yeah, you can be.
I'm not convinced. You can be. Abby, go. Five minutes. Almost done.
To someone the other day.
Abby is really upset. She loves podcasting and she just gets really passionate whenever she's not able to attend the meeting of the Cool Moms Club.
This is a Cool Moms Club meeting, actually, right now.
An extra mile. Oh my gosh.
But when you say it like that, I'm not offended. But if you have it on your bumper sticker, I just have questions.
Yeah.
I need to know more.
Are you trying to evaluate if they're cool or not?
Yes.
Okay, but that's so rude. That's really rude. Because somebody
cannot tell me you've never decided in your heart if somebody was cool or not. You can't tell me you've never done that. You know a difference between a cool mom and a not cool mom.
Yes.
We didn't have a cool mom.
How do you know?
I know. I was there. I told my mom I'm going to talk about her today. And I was like, I don't have anything to talk about you. But I said I might come up with something. And I did.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out, Tina. You know when a mom's cool when they're not.
Yeah.
Okay. And that influence. Are you cool to the child? Are you cool to other moms? There's different ways you can be cool.
Okay.
I was talking to someone about this the other day, how Bentley is always like, oh, you're so cringe. My kids are like, you're so cringe. But their friends are like, your stepmom is so cool. And I'm like, I am cool. You know? But
yeah.
They're like, you're so cringe. But I don't even think they believe it. I think they know.
Yeah.
I think they know I'm cool. Which also, as a stepmom, you kind of get a license to be cooler.
Right.
You know.
Right.
But
for sure.
You know, anyway.
Anyways.
Hey, this is a meeting of the Cool Moms Club. And if you have a bumper sticker that says that, maybe this is about you. Maybe it's not. We don't know because I don't know you. I don't even know who you are. It could be somebody I actually really know.
I need you to look at Ivy.
The potential of it being actually somebody I really do know is actually really high.
Duh. What do you think this is? We live in the smallest county in the US of A.
But
of course you know who it is.
Judging you, I need to know more.
Okay.
And also, I'm encouraging you to take the bumper sticker off and maybe replace it with a hat.
Okay. And we will make that hat for you.
Yes.
Okay.
And that person is going to be the first person to have one. I'm going to hand deliver it.
Hey, I want you not to
read this card. Hey, this hat. I know it's a bumper sticker.
Okay.
And I have a hat for you.
Yeah.
Congrats.
Congrats. LOV. A
good way for me to meet them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we do, that's the other thing, talking about intentions and goals, we are going to be setting up some meet and greets.
Meet and greets.
2025.
The year of the meet and greet.
Anyways, this was so fun.
So fun.
Can't wait to do this again next Tuesday.
To be back. Season 11.
Let's go ahead and we'll just call this season 2.
Is this season 2?
This is going to be season 2. We had said last year that we went into season 2 because we took such a long break.
This really is season 2.
We really will make this season 2.
Because it's year 2.
Yes. Year 2 of the pod.
Yeah.
And
people have been asking, by the way.
Yeah.
People have been caring.
I know.
And also, you know what? Somebody asked me the other day. They were like, I wanted to listen to your podcast. And obviously, we hadn't had an episode since October. And they had asked me for like recommendations for like funny podcasts.
Uh-huh.
So funny.
Yeah.
And I have so many recommendations for funny podcasts, but none that are like clean.
Yeah.
None.
No, I know.
If you put a gun to my head and was like, Annabeth, name a clean, funny podcast. I couldn't.
No, I know.
Because there are not. And so it's really hard for me to recommend that. I mean, like, there's certain people you would recommend that to and people you wouldn't.
And this was one you wouldn't.
And you want to be like a light in the world, like live
yeah.
by love.
Yeah.
Encouraging K-Love. And this is that podcast.
This is that podcast.
This is that podcast that you yeah. can recommend to a friend that is just positive, encouraging K-Love, clean.
Good fun.
Good fun. Dry January.
Dry 2025.
Therapized, medicated.
Yes.
Wholesome. This is it.
Mm-hmm. This is it. So glad you're here.
And that's the tea.
Go and subscribe.
Follow.
Like.
Comment.
Share.
Rate.
Review. Tell a friend.
Tell a friend to join the Cool Moms Club.
Yeah. Maybe we'll have merch.
This is the year of merch. If we were making New Year's resolutions.
I feel like January is going to be the month of Cool Moms Club merch.
Cool Moms Club merch.
Thank you so much to whoever had that bumper sticker.
Because you just inspired a movement.
And we will be profiting.
Yeah. And you don't get a cut. Because we don't even know you. We don't even know a Samantha.
All right. We hope you guys have a great week. See you next week.
Bye.
Bye.